Nichols is here with Arts News. Claire, Geoffrey Rush's defamation trial against the Daily Mail continues.
Yes, Michael, just to refresh, Rush is suing News Corp's Nationwide News, the publisher of the Daily Telegraph, and one of its journalists, Jonathan Moran, after the newspaper published articles alleging Rush acted inappropriately towards a young actress during the Sydney Theatre Company production of King Lear in 2015-16, and that actress was later identified in legal proceedings as Erin Jean Norville. Now, it's important to emphasise that Rush denies any wrongdoing. But last week, Erin Jean Norville took to the witness stand and she told the court that Rush made groping gestures during rehearsals and touched her breast during a preview of the production. And she also claimed that a culture of bullying, harassment and normalised inappropriate behaviour existed within the Australian theatre industry. Now, obviously, outside this case, Michael, there has been a wider conversation about the culture of the theatre industry. And on Q&A, the actor and musician Zinzi Okenyo weighed in.
Unfortunately, there is bullying and sexual harassment. There are problems within our entertainment industry. And that's a very real thing. And that needs to be known. I've experienced bullying. I've witnessed bullying. I have consoled friends and colleagues who have been sexually harassed at work and not believed.
Interestingly, Michael, Neil Armfield was also in this theatre-themed episode of Q&A. He, of course, was the director of this production of King Lear that starred Geoffrey Rush. And as this was an ongoing trial, he couldn't speak about the case directly. But Armfield did talk about what he sees as the importance of maintaining a feeling of play in the rehearsal room.
I agree completely that there has to be a forum and a situation of trust where everyone can speak and speak of fears and anxieties, and that the circle of trust needs to be absolutely looking after everyone within the company. I think that at the same time, the rehearsal room is a place of play and experiment. I think that there is, unique in the act of playing, whether and acting, there is sexual energy, which, in a sense, is part of an actor's way of connecting to the audience as much as connecting within the cast. I think that means that we have to be particularly mindful and particularly respectful.
Michael, that's Neil Armfield on Q&A, and this court case continues.
And Claire, in other news, New South Wales has lost its mantle as the nation's live performance capital.
I know people love a Melbourne-Sydney rivalry, and according to the latest ticket sales, a report by Live Performance Australia, Victoria outranked New South Wales for the first time last year in terms of revenue and attendance figures for live performance. So that includes your big music concerts, musical theatre, live theatre, dance, etc., etc. And actually, musical theatre is a huge driver for this win. Last year, Victoria brought in $206 million from shows like Book of Mormon, compared to New South Wales at $117 million.
And we should point out, Claire, that you're completely balanced about this because you're telling the story from Perth.
So I have no skin in the game.
You don't at all. So that's a big difference. What is it? $200 million roughly for Victoria,
yep,
for ticket
and 100.
Sales. Roughly 100. So double in almost.
For musical theatre.
Why is Victoria doing so much better?
Well, it's pretty simple, according to Live Performance Australia. Victoria just has more theatres available for musical productions. So right now, Michael, Melbourne has 5 Lyric theatres. Sydney only has 2. And I spoke to Evelyn Richardson, the chief executive of the LPA, and she told me that without another theatre, New South Wales is in danger of slipping into cultural irrelevance.
It's a serious issue. I mean, we've been calling for action on this for more than 7 years. And back in 2011, when we first raised this issue and could see this emerging, problem emerging, the Theatre Royal, which was currently operating at that time, I mean, since then, you've got less capacity in Sydney than you had back then. And you've got the Theatre Royal sitting over at the MLC Centre that's been closed for the last 2 years. And New South Wales government and the City of Sydney, sitting on their hands and not doing anything about it.
So that's Evelyn Richardson from Live Performance Australia. And she mentioned there the Theatre Royal, which was closed for refurbishment in March 2016 and has basically never reopened. There are plans for a new Lyric Theatre in Parramatta, which is due to open in 2021. So that's something to keep an eye on.
Now, before you go, Claire, I was really pleased to see that Patricia Cornelius, the playwright, the veteran playwright, I hope she doesn't mind me saying that, has won a really important prize.
She's won the Mona Brand Award. So this is a $30,000 prize for women stage and screenwriters. It's awarded by the State Library of New South Wales. And Patricia, as you said, she's a founding member of the Melbourne Workers Theatre. She's written over 30 plays, including Big Heart, the wonderfully named Shit, and The House of Bernarda Alba, and that was performed by the Melbourne Theatre Company earlier this year.
Yeah, completely without fear. Congratulations, Patricia. Claire Nichols there with Arts News.